This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is attending the NATO summit today in Brussels, assuring member nations that the U.S. has their backs. An attack on one member is an attack on all. A sacred obligation, the president says. He'll consult with European allies on efforts to counter provocative actions by China and Russia. On Wednesday, he'll meet with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. Putin is dismissing accusations that his country is carrying out cyber attacks against the U.S.
The simplest thing to do would be for us to sit down calmly and agree on joint work in cyberspace. We are willing to engage with international participants, including the United States. You are the ones who have refused to engage in joint work.
Keir Simmons of NBC News got that exclusive interview with Vladimir Putin. There's word this morning that Benjamin Netanyahu feels cheated by what happened in Israel. There's a new government and a new prime minister. Parliament has approved Naftali Bennett, ending Netanyahu's 12 years as prime minister. AP correspondent Joseph Krauss in Jerusalem on what happens now that Netanyahu is no longer prime minister.
While he is popular among many Israelis, he's also really despised by a large number as well. There have been weekly protests outside the official residence for almost a year now. So I think there's going to be a sense of relief that the crisis may be abating, but those divisions are still going to remain.
Eight people were hurt last night when a vehicle in a mud racing event in Fabens, Texas, careened into a crowd of spectators. Three of them are in critical condition. Not clear yet what caused the vehicle to go off the track. A Pekingese won Best in Show Sunday night at the Westminster Dog Show. His handler says wasabi has that little something extra, that sparkle that sets a dog apart. This is AP News. Well, they thought this movie was going to be a big hit, and it ended up being a sort of a disappointment at the box office.
It's time to make some noise.
In the Heights was poised to make more than a little noise at the box office, but it ended up being muted by a lack of interest. The movie adaptation of Lin-Manuel Miranda's Broadway musical was expected to take over the top spot, but with only $11.4 million in ticket sales, it finished the weekend in second place. It had been expected to take in between $15 and $20 million. A Quiet Place Part 2 barely reclaimed the number one spot, and the margin that it had, $0.3 million, is not a lot when it comes to box office numbers. That means the ratings could end up flipping the script on the box office race when final totals come out later today. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Novavax says its COVID shot is highly effective against COVID-19 and also protects against variants. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.